Dailam learned Kuf Pei Hei. Just want to focus on one Raman Kuf Pei Hei about Sarasris, Chadchanim. I would like to discuss, try to be Magdir, what exactly is the Pu'ula of a Sarasin or Shadchan. What is his job description? What exactly does he need to do? You'll see that there are many possibilities, variations, combinations thereof of exactly what a Shatchan's job is. The Velt says a Shatchan is Rashi Tevis Sheka Deiva Vekesef Noitel. That's the job of a Shatchan. Myself a Shatchan, yeah. But we try to be magnificent. Kipshuta, let's start off with simple. Kipshuta, a job of a Shatchan or a broker is to find a prospective match. It means if I'm a boy, I'm looking for a kala, so to suggest a shidduch, to get me a kala who'll be masking to marry me. It's a hard job. If I'd be a broker, if I need to sell a piece of real estate, so the job of a broker would be is to find a buyer who's willing to buy my piece of property. To find somebody, and not just to find that person, but to convince that person to actually go through with the deal, to convince that person to try to buy the thing off me. But you're going to see that that's not so pashut. And let's just play it out. For example, let's say I market my house. I want to sell my house for $500,000. That's what I'm looking for. Whatever the terms I tell my broker that I'm looking for, and Morty comes along and finds me somebody for $500,000 willing to match everything I asked for. I'm trying to think, he did that awfully quick. You know what? I changed my mind. It's worth either more than $500,000. I'm choiza. I don't want to sell it anymore for $500,000. I want to think about it. And I go ahead and I undercut him, and behind his back, I go and sell it with a different broker for more money. $600,000, whatever it is. Do I owe him commission? Lamaisa, I asked him to sell my house for $500,000. He brought me such a kaina that I wanted. He did his job. His job is to find me such a kain. He did his job. So at that point, I should be chayiv l'chayir to pay him that money. Or let's say, bastam, I changed my mind. You know what? I decided I'm not moving b'chlal. I like it here. I'm not moving at all. So it's nice that I decided to change my mind. But vazat tatsmanam, he l'maisa brought me a buyer who's willing to fulfill, satisfy every term I needed in selling this house. Lamaisa, he did his job. His job is to find such a buyer. He did his job. So Lachai should be mechuyev to pay him his sarasris. Lamasha, let's say I hire a painter to paint my house. And after he paints my house, I decide, I decide this room really shouldn't be brown. I think it should have been lavender. It's very nice. I can change my mind. I hire him again to paint again. I'll pay him a second time. But it doesn't excuse me from paying him the first time. He did his job. His job was to paint. Or then I said, you know what? I realize it's too magushim dik oilam azeh. I shouldn't have painted my house. So therefore what? I still owe him the money. I hired him to paint my house and he painted my house. So if I hire somebody to find me a buyer and he finds me the buyer, who cares what I decide later on? L'chayi should be mechuyev to pay him.
The deal. So
now you're saying something more. Okay, we'll get to it. Elamai ganatayna, that l'chayra, his job is taka to find a buyer. That's his job. But sheitzachid, like sort of an implicit understanding, I'm not holding by selling the house to him. I'm not holding by paying him his chiris, his brokerage, unless taka I go through the deal. Vosat, I don't have anything from a buyer who I decide not to sell my house to. So therefore, maybe because it's kilo tonight, his job is to find a buyer, which he found, but only it's an understanding that it's with tonight that I take a go through with the deal. If the deal never happens, then avada I shouldn't pick kilo tonight me b'chutz. So it's understanding I double push it that I wouldn't do that, even though it doesn't change Betzim his job. His job description still is just to find me a buyer, but it's with tonight, of course, that I end up going through with the deal. Kidu da'ilam saw the chuvis harash. And the Tshuvas HaRosh already done such a shaila that a person was matziah a deal, and the person, or a shidduch, and then the person backed out. Lebesayif, he backed out. And the Chuvah Zerosh says it's doimit to a case of Yerod Lahatzav Elohitzel, Shein Loya Leschar Tirchoy, Shaholik Vedabe Bishviloi, Veloid Mesasrusa. He won't get his full sarsers amount, he won't get his full brokerage fee. But what we'll get is Skartircha. Lamaisi was Matriach himself. Savad, I'll have to pay him his Skartircha. But he won't get his full amount because it's like Yorod Lahatzil Veloy Hitzim. L'chayr, the way we understand what a Sarasar is, that he has to be Matzia or Koina, or Matzia or Shatkin to Matzia Shidduch, it's not Yorod Lahatzil Veloy Hitzil. It's Yorod Lahatzil Vihitzil. He did his full job. And for some reason, I didn't want to carry through with the deal. So the rush is tushal, for shteitzach is not a good tushal. It's nothing to do with yard lahatzel v'lo yitzel. And even if you tell me that tonight being bachutz, like understanding that if I don't go through the job, I'm not paying him, it's still nothing to do yard lahatzel. It's yard lahatzel v'hitzel. Just for some reason, there's a tonight here that avad, I'm not paying him unless I carry through with the deal. Alakochuk, what you see in the rush is, that's what you're trying to say, is what you see in the rush is that, even though I wouldn't have said this, is that a shatkin's job is not just to provide, suggest a koina and be mashachnea a koina, but it's also to be mamzi a koina that actually is koina. It's not, even though that's chelik lecher is a shtick of lav biyodi, but it's not just that he has to get me a buyer who's willing to buy a house, but he has to, the buyer actually has to buy the house. That is part of the thing. Not just a tnai. It's you have to be mamzi a koina, not mamzi a suggestion. You have to be mamzi a koina. And vivaydi was not koina. You want mamzi a koina. I'm going to get to, he doesn't change from his tusha, but that is his word. Sorry? God, the Rosh should lush in his day. He did send him. Okay, the Ramah maybe. 1 second. The Rosh said, let you send him. Sorry? We're going to get, okay, I'm just going to flesh it out. I just want to bring out from the Rosh, right? Elamai, what you see from the Rosh is that the din of Sarsris, or Shatchanis, is to be mamzi, not to be matziya a koina, not just to be mashachnea a koina, but you have to be mamzi a koina that actually is koina. Vayistais. It means he has to carry through with the deal, whatever it takes.
He has to carry through. How does he carry that?
100%. That's why I preface that if up to me, I wouldn't have said it, but Lamai says that's the Chayr Mavu in the Rosh, that it's like your lats of a Loyitza.
Your lats is also not always being that you might be Matzel.
Well, he can try, but he has to do his full or whatever he could do. Then the Rosh makes this chilek that the Eilim is saying, correct, that the Rosh makes a chilek that Ventzuch, the Rosh says, that Bishlam a yard lahatzel v'lo yitzel. So they say that the pearl didn't carry through. Maybe it was a lot, but Yod did to carry through, but Lamaisi didn't carry through with his job. Now Shenkin over here, the reason why the Shatchin or the Sarsa didn't carry through with his job is because I didn't allow him to carry. I prevented him. But had I not got in the way, Avad, he would have feared Ois and had not just been Matziah Koina, not just Mishachnea Koina, but Mimamsi Koina that was Koina. He would have carried through in everything. So Dr. Rosh, for that reason, I should talk, it's Cholik from Yod Latzotem. For that reason, I should have to pay him his shatronis. That's what the Rosh means. Lamashon, if a guy is Yod Lahatzel and he's bringing my chamor back to the shore and I stop him, I throw him back into the water, I prevent him from coming onto the beach. So Avada Zakhtar Rosh, I'm gonna be chayv. He was Lohitzel. Avada was Lohitzel. He was only Lohitzel because I prevented him from being Lohitzel. But Avada Mitzidoi, he was holding by finishing the Malacha. So that is part of the chelik. Means the Rosh. This maybe answers your a little bit what y'all is bothered, but what I'm bothered by we also let is that we that chelik's not beyond. The third is as long as he's carrying through and doing whatever he could, and it would taka be nigmar, then avada I would be chayv. It's still a yard lots of leitzel. Maizi was a loyitzel, but since the minia was because of me, so then I would be chayv in his chiris. I mean, the marshal, going back to the painter marshal, I want to use this marshal a few times today. A painter, a guy paints my house, and before it dries, I come along and I wipe the walls. So I'm going to tell him, you're not going to get paid. because Lamaisa, you didn't paint my house. It's not dry. My house was never painted. Hagam Taka's job is to make sure my house is dry, paint also much. If in the drawing something goes wrong, I won't pay, right? But Lamaisa Gered is, the mini was because of me. Mitzidai, he would have finished his job. If it was not for me, Mamela, I would be chayev for his shatchanis or schiris or pool or whatever he did. Then comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh says that it's true, but rather his case was different. His case was that the minir that the Balabais did is not his fault, because he was a Sinai. He didn't like this prospective buy. He didn't like Levi. It was his Sinai. Memela, since it was a Sinai, even though it's an Ika, but it's another Ika Machmas Pshia, and Memela, he will have a right to back out or not pay. It's not considered, it means it's back to the drawing board. It's like Yared Lahatza Velahitza, because the Maisi was Lahitza. He didn't bring me a Koina. That Koina I didn't want. It's understood. It's a non-Sahadi. No one wanted to sell his land to a Sinai. I'm a male. He didn't bring me such a Koina that I was interested in. I'm a male. I don't have to pay him. It's a Dr. Rosh. At the end of the day, what comes out of the Rosh is pretty clear, going back to our Shaila, that if I'll put up my house for sale, and a broker will bring me a buyer who's willing to be my mali or my tnoyim, and then I decide to sell it to someone else for a higher price or decide to back out altogether, I will be chayiv to pay the brokerage fee. Because the only way out the Rosh had was because he was a sinai. Okay, that's unusual, Baruch Hashem. And in a normal situation where the guy backed out for all other reasons, he will be chayiv to pay his brokerage fee, because the broker did what he did, and he would have feared ice, even the buying of it as well, if not for the fact that the seller backed out. So it's the ik of machmas hamecha, and mamel he'd be chayiv to pay. Which is a davar chodesh, I'm saying, in terms of a minig. You have to know what the minig is. See, I don't know what the minig is, but it's a davar chodesh that v'chay gam, and the yitaka would be paying.
It's very not common to know exactly for sure that it's going to go through.
What do you mean?
There's so many other ikum that could come up later.
Okay, no one could be novia, but Bederka Tevi, he signed the contract, he was willing to, gave the deposit to the broker, he was willing to carry through with the deal, and all of a sudden the seller backs out.
Or
should have, like the Nadi Buda says, it's a little more difficult, and from even more reason than Nadi Buda says, but I know. But okay. Okay, I have.
Here you tell it about the percentage of the money I get.
Right.
Actually,
but you see, from the Rosh, not just at Tanai, and they also Pashas. The Shatkanas Lechayr was also Lechayr Pashas. Yeah, but that's secondary. It's only why you don't pay him Schar Tircha. I don't know if I'm going to get to it today. You have to know what he wants. Okay, Agav, you have to know what Pshat in the Rosh is. I'm going to just leave you with a Makshava. I want to know. I have this Maisa Shain already. Emol, people call me up that a guy he's a buyer. He wants a buy next door. He wants a buy. I don't know. He wants to rent out his pool. And if a sheen in the shailas, and the person calls me up with a shaila, is it nekama not to rent it out or not to sell him that item because he's his enemy? Because he, you know, last year did something to him. He baveled him last year, and if he doesn't want to do it, is he even nekama? Kepshuti would say about it's nekama, right? So you're taking revenge. You would have done it. The only reason why you're not doing it because he bothered you last year. So it's interesting in the Rosh that this seller is getting away cold, no brown, getting away. Why isn't he selling to this guy? Because the guy's a sign. It should be in the comma. I love the rice, huh? Yeah. That's not what the Rosh says, by the way. That's not what the Rosh says. Look at the Rosh. He says, Ari, Ari, I love. He's like a lion to me. That's what the Rosh says. He's quoting a Gemara, because the Gemara says, by the Isha, which was duped, also he's demon to me like an Ari. It's because it's nothing to do with Ruchnias, it has to do with Gashmias. He ba'avult me, and because
he's scared.
So, no, the Ari, he's domus alike Ari, right. Yeah, but it's what the Gemara says, by I'll tell you like this. If a cellular marshal wants to do Nakama, and it's a lav deraisa, I think that he will be chayiv to pay the Mace Sarceress. And I'll tell you why. Because he's a Pesheya. He's supposed to. So how could you tell me that he's not a Pesheya and it's an Oini? It's like a non-Tzadi. I've had the I didn't want to sell to such a person. If it's a Lav Deraisa, you're going to say like, a non-Tzadi, every Yid wants to be over a Lav Deraisa. I could say, no, maybe I thought that you were normal and you don't want to be over a Lav, and I presented you a normal Koina and you have no right to back out and you have to work on your meters and go to ask your Rav to have what Chatosi Avisa Bajati should do in your Kavanis and sell it to this guy. And the you see from the Rosh that you're not over the Koina and needs a beer and it's not
maybe,
for now. Okay, fine, very good. I got to think you're right, but it's not for now. All right, let's move on. Well, let me have the choices. Or...
He just said that he has to finish the work.
The Rosh is the Kasha. Let's go through the Rosh. The Rosh said that if you backed out your lots of Elohitzel, so you pay him the Mei Tirchoy, not the Mei Sasrusoy. Are you going to say he hears Cholok because the ego is Makos Apshay, so you should pay more than the Mei Tirchoy? You should pay the Mei Sasrusoy? So, I'm just quoting over Rosh. So the Rosh is because.
Maybe the whole Rosh don't work.
Oh, so maybe it could be Maka, Kumanaka, Kapovata. I'm asking to tell you. You'll see. We're going to get to it. So you have to know how much of the job is left. And the Hanami. So whatever, that will be up to the Dain to shuts up. What is Kapovata? All right, let's do the Ramah. The Ramah has a case that Reuven want to have a house to sell. The Shimon. It's wrong to sit down. Basically, quotes over the Chuvus Harosh with some slight variations. Most notably, the first variation is, the Ikka variation is that all of a sudden he introduced that there's somebody else that he hired a second shotgun to finish up the deal. It wasn't like the case of the Rosh was. Of the Rosh had a case where he himself, he said he's a Sinai, and then he, behind the guy's back, he feared he's the deal himself. And B'chai Gavna, the Rosh says that in Zeramois, Navadi Gane, I have to be chayv to pay him his Dmei Sarsas. The Ramah introduced that he sold it Ayadei Acher, Ayadei Sarsas Sheni. So the Nodibudu Piskachuver brings down. Nodibudu already jumps on the Rosh and says that it's not exactly what the Rosh said, jumps on the Ramah. And he said in the Tzvara also it's not true. He said Bishlam, the guy sold it by himself. So it's clear that it was just Ramois. For sure, because you see, he was willing to sell it to this guy. So what's the problem? But in the case of Ramah, where there was a second guy who came in, maybe the second guy pearl dice on the Moicha to convince him to be Mavatal and work on his Midas and break his sinner and sell it to this guy anyway. So the second guy pearl dice. So since the second guy pearl dice, why are you giving the first guy his Isaris for? The Ramah just means to say that you give him his chelik, as Sarah says, like a mask. He doesn't say the word mask, but you give him his chelik of what he started off the job. And you're not going to give him a normal Sarah, because that guy needed the Sheni. The Sheni was the one who Mamish tied the deal together. The first guy didn't. So Mamela only going to give the first guy a shtickle of the Sarah, but not a real Sarah. As the Nodibud. And then the Nodibud is Maisif, that even if he would bring the second guy, Bera Mois, that he could have. The first guy could have finished the deal. He should have finished the deal by himself or with the first guy, whatever it is. And he introduced the second guy, Shalekid, and it was Ramois. Nevertheless, Zakta Nadib Yehuda, that you can't have a time. Maybe Tarumis you could have on the first guy, on the seller, but you won't be able to be mechayiv him to pay the first guy his full sasiris, is because the mice is the second guy was the one who completed the deal. It's only like a Menias HaRevach. I was going with a Menias HaRevach. Besides, it's a Menias HaRevach, so you'll have a Grama, Tarumis, but more than that, you're not going to have. This is like the Noid B'Yuda. The million-dollar cash I'm sure everyone had on the Noid B'Yuda is Grama. What Grama? We're not talking about Grama here. I hire a worker to do a job, and I'm a Memza HaMalach, I'm choizer from the job. So you want to know, do I have to pay the pile? You don't done grom. I mean, grad is partial grom is too, but it's not, that's the vote. The vote is that you choise the bemtza yoyim. he's a guard, he's a kavlan, probably not a poel. But either way, you chayze b'emtza yom, you chayv to pay him skarav mishalim. What's skarav mishalim? It's like the gemara kapal, but the skarav mishalim, you have to pay him his full amount, deduct whatever time or tircha he saved by not finishing the job, so you deduct that off his pay. By shatkanim today, probably you don't deduct anything. I'm sure they're more happy to go through with the deal and spend that extra 10-minute phone calls, or even an hour, or 3 hours, or 10 hours, that they get the cover that they did a shidduch and they did another deal and another house sold by Remax. It's for sure that's worth, you know, enough to cover any extra tircha I need to finish up the deal. You don't mind, I keep on doing this. I'm giving you this as publicity.
I'm
mine. Are you mine? What's that? Imperial. Or Imperial, I'm sorry. Okay. Imperial, sorry. I'm Childik, yeah. Avadi, you have to pay. Avadi, you have to pay Kapoor. What's going on? Did the Chuvis Marabil in Chelik Dalid, Simon Yadal, the Marabil has a case where a person, where a city, Nebuchadnezzar was going to Mechis on the city, Gefelach and Mechis. So they sent Reuven, who is familiar, you know, comfortable, friendly with the king, with the palace, with the powers that may be. They sent him to go to the palace and be mevatel the gzeira. And if he's mevatel the gzeira, they'll give him a half a ruble for everything that they sell. I got to, till he's paid up 1,000, whatever it was, whatever currency it was. And sure enough, Reuven went and was pulled dice and he repealed the new tax. But there's still an old tax that was still lingering. And while he's in the middle of trying to be pulled to repeal that tax as well, the city decided to send Shimon, and Shimon went and repealed that old tax. So now Reuven said, okay, pay me my job, because he shouldn't have introduced Shimon here. I was able and capable, and I was in Mahalik trying to do that, and give me still that one half of a dollar for everything you sell, or whatever it was. And the city said, L'may segret, you didn't do it. Shimon did it, so why should we pay you? Zok Tamar Bil, Avada, Reuven's right. And you have to pay him his full schar, because the ma'isa is, it's poil bem tamalacha. If you wouldn't have introduced Shimon, Reuven would have been able to finish, like Beder Chatevi would have been able to finish his pe'ula and repeal that first tax as well. And Memela, Avad, you're going to be chayiv to pay him. It's not dan gromis, it's kapot, you pay him like a poil. You chayiv bem tamalacha, Avad, you have to pay him. There's a tshuva, it's Yadav Shomaisha, Chayshim Mishvat Lamenches. He has a similar case. His case was that they, Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim, that they needed money. So what they did was they sent a person, a shliach, shlicha derabbanan, to go into the Gaila, to the diaspora, and try to collect money and funds. And he gets a percentage of what he collects. And they made a deal that he is going to represent the Kila Kadaisha and no one else. And after they sent him, they sent another shliach to another place. And Reuven, the first shliach, says, achutzpah, because I was supposed to get, let's say, 10% of everything I raise, everything I. And all of a sudden, you sent someone else. Had you not sent someone else, I would have been able to raise more money. So I would have been able to make more 10%. So like the other, Avada Yichai. Yeah, that was my legs on it. Avada, first I go to Italy, then I go to Turkey, then I go around. Right, and you cut me short, you sent that guy, it's not fair. Zokhtu Yadav Havadi, he's right. You have to pay him 10% of all the funds that he could have earned. Because you were chayzeh b'chatzi ayayim, just because you got someone else. So what's going on over here? How come over here, does not you mean to say, no, he's not worried about pula b'chalal, chayzeh b'chatzi ayayim, that doesn't bother him. He's having only grammas, he took his minis or ever, because only a grammas he should be bothered. B'ayfin, the who? Yeah, so Taycha Dorf, he touches on this. Yeah, I'm going to get to it. So, L'may Zagret, L'chayr, you could have learnt now the Rambal Kapshutai. Means, notwithstanding the Noida B'yudi, you could say that which Rambal says, you're paying with Sarasaris, it's not a problem. In fact, the Noida B'yudi introduced a second guy, why am I paying a Sarasaris for? And Nechnami introduced a second guy, but I still have to pay Sarasaris Meshulam, even though the second guy did a chelik of the work, because Lamaisis, the first guy, had the ability to finish the work himself, and I have to pay him, Skara Meshulam. I, Lamaisa, Geret, you know, he didn't do the work good, so I'll deduct maybe Kapo Bata, but Lamaisa, Geret, I would have to pay him Sarasaris Meshulam for the work that he did. Lamaisa, I was chesed b'katzi ayayim. Then what?
The mokum that the Balbais has worked for the coil and doesn't let him do it. There's no coil about
it. So what is it?
You give him a shalom.
Oh, fine. Oh, besides, you're making him stronger. Fine. Then the Nedivida goes... Sorry? Okay, but you have to know what the Rama is talking about. The Rosh is clearly talking about Yerushalach HaShliach, notwithstanding what the Elam is saying. But in the Rama, I understand. And in the Rama itself, you could taka learn either way. In the Shail of Rav Moshe taka was Ma'ir, that it's different, and Rav Moshe goes through a whole Arichas. Rather, Rav Moshe doesn't bring down the Tshuva of the Shail, but the Shail has a Sefer. And if you look up in his Sefer, you'll see his whole Tshuva. Basically, Rav Moshe is taking apart piece by piece, and you got a whole big... And God, he over there quotes the Tshuvas Rav Moshe verbatim as well. But you see the whole picture over there. Naftali Herz Baumel or something? Yeah, it's a sefer. I saw it. Okay. Anyway, Bekitza, so over there he's more that Lechay the Rama is a bit different in this respect as well. But you could learn Rama either way. And I want to be moist of a shtickle. Is that, you know, a year is like this. I'm sitting home. I'm sitting in the base medrash. And someone comes to my house and does my gardening, paints my house. So that guy is a yoyid. You know, by a shidduch, and I saw different lashanis, and this is Stam HaShalom throwing out today, because see, everyone cuts it slightly different. A guy calls me up, he has a shidduch for my son, so-and-so, you know, I should look into it. I call him back. Yeah, it looks like a good shidduch. Yeah, I'm asking him to go ahead. Was that guy a yoyid? Or that guy was a poil? See, when I... Certainly, everyone says, if I call the shatkan up, I say, do you have a shidduch for me? Even though I don't want to discuss amounts, I've added he's my poel. I hired him. I didn't discuss prices. I'm hiring Kistam, whatever the noyig is. But I zicha hired the guy to do the pula. Sorry?
What's the case of Yerid?
So there are different cases of Yerid Bishus. Either it was a Sada Suyalita. That's like a simple case. Sorry? Okay, fine. Good or... Sorry? I understand they're going. I understand. I'm saying the Rama could go. I'm just saying you have to know how vayt to take what's yerid. Right now, if I told him go ahead with the shidduch, so why is that a yerid? If I tell him, okay, go ahead, and he calls me up and he brings his truck and he's about to put down the, what is it, mulch or seeding or whatever. I said, yeah, go ahead. It's a good idea. Go ahead. So that's a yerid or that's a poyel? That's a yerid b'shus? I didn't hire him, I just told him to go down. Let's say I saw him by my neighbor and I said, do me a favor, go, yeah, put down mulch here too. That's a yerbishus, that's a pile. So now he parked his truck in front of me, but he was going to my neighbor and I cut him off. He didn't start anything, he didn't do anything. He called me up and he says, I have a shidduch for you. And remember, let me just get clear. The pool of a shatkin is, at least at this point in time, the pool of a shatkin is to find shekenegdoi, find me a buyer. So he calls me up and he tells me he thinks Levi would be a good boy. Or he told me he thinks he doesn't want to tell me the name, doesn't want to disclose the secret who it is because I could undercut him out. So he thinks he has a buyer for me. Would I want him to be matzia the house to that buyer? I say yes. He goes to the buyer and he's meshachneh that buyer. So what was his pula that he's doing for me? To be meshachneh that buyer. And I instructed him, yes, go ahead and be meshachneh that buyer. Okay, so Yainasan and called me up and said that he could sell my house. A painter calls me up. Do you need a house to be painted? I say, yeah. How much is it? It's $1,000. When you're coming Monday. He comes Monday. He was a Yair or a Poyel? I think every shakun offers himself as a Poyel. Every painter offers himself as a Poyel. You're offering himself to do a job, and I instruct him, go ahead and do it.
Painter doesn't show up because you have a tanner. Shakun doesn't make the call. Did you have a tanner on him?
Sorry? We already had a din Torah. A guy called us up. He wants to send his mana that a girl said no to him. And he wants to imagine the girl. I'm talking a true story. That how come she said no to him? See, the veld has everyone. It's not a good rhyme. Okay, fine. We're going to see. We'll flesh it out. You'll see it's not so hard. Everyone has a different thing. Well, I saw one tshuva who was mechalek, that the person called me up and said, I have a shidduch for you. And I said, yes, then he's a yerd. If he says, could I read you a shidduch? And I said, yes. And then he tells me the name, then I'm a poyel. I don't know where to draw the line. But okay, let's fine.
You can't use a second shidduch. You
didn't find me a girl yet. I'm like the Rosh said, the minute I find, but like the as I understand that until I instruct him to go to get that specific girl. It's more like, okay, you could go find me a girl. I hear so that, okay.
I mean, that's the job.
But I think it's understood that if we have, like the Rosh says, it's understood that a person tries to get as many shatkanim as he can to try to get to find right one. But now that I have this girl, and then I stop in the middle and I get a different shatkan on this very girl. Right, the Nadi Bidu goes, oh boy, the Nadi Bidu goes, as I, this is going to be overtime here. The Nadi Bidu goes further to say, Ad Kadekak, that it's Maitzel B'Choyim, that I hire a shatkan, I have a shatkan, and in the middle I decide to bring in my Oyevim, or Kravim, or Uncle, or whatever it is to finish the deal. And nevertheless, the Nadi Bidu says, Avado, yeah, no problem, you're allowed to bring in somebody else. Okay, maybe Ramois or whatever it is, but there's no problem, you're allowed to bring in another. Even if the first guy had the ability to tie the deal, to close the deal, no problem, I could bring in another person, it's not a problem. You could have only Tarumis. As long as no Ramois, it's not a problem. And also, look, what does Nadi Bidu want? L'chayi bin chayzeh b'chatzi ayayim b'em tzal malacham. That's l'chayi, the $1 million kashin Nadi Bidu. What's going on? So the tshuva is Beis Shleima. The tshuva Beis Shleima, I don't know if Taylom saw it, but in Chayi Shemish v'samach Gimel, the Beis Shleima has the following case. It's also sarceris, but it's a little different. It's a salesman sarceris. I give him an item to sell, a peddler, and he goes, sells the item. And Be'em Zaha Melacha, he's in the middle trying to sell this item, he's peddling, he's setting up his wares, he's setting up shop, and in the middle, I decide to be Chayza, I give him a Sregim to sell in the Yeshiva's parking lot, and Mamish, you know, a few days before Yontav, he set up, and he rented the booth, and he did everything. I come, I say, I'm Chayza, Shkoich, for preparing everything, I don't need you anymore, you could leave, I'll just take over the booth right now, and it's not a problem. So the Beis Shleima wants to know, are you allowed to be Chayza on Be'em Zaha Melacha? Zakta Beis Shleima, a chiddush. Then he shpars the dice. He falls away from his raya, but he says the pashut as far as he says avad bechagavna malad bechayza bechatzi ayin. Why? Normally, when I hire a pile, the job is in the pile. It's like out of my control. So mameila, it's up to him to finish the job. So whatever he could do, I can't stop him in the middle. If I'm stopping him, avado, I'm being chayza bechatzi ayin. But over here, Lamaisa Gered, if this peddler wants to sell my Esrig, he needs my das. He needs my das HaMashalek to sell. Chutz from his Maisa pool of setting up a shop and doing all the uvda that he needs to do. But he needs my das HaMashalek. He needs my das Makna to be able to work, right? So if I wanted to, I could tell him, you know what? Keep on selling the Esregim, keep on selling the Lulavim, it's a great idea. Just, I have no das that you should be my shliach to sell, and I have no das to sell. You could do, go through the motions, do whatever you want to do. I'm not being crazy on you, b'chal, you could do whatever you want. I'm not giving that ingredient that you need from me, the das makted or das shlichas, that chelik I'm taking away. Zok to Beis Shleima, it's a davar parshut. You can't force a person. So to the extent, which I understand what he means to say, to the extent I could pull that link out, so a chain is only as strong as the weakest link. You're right, I'm not being crazy in the malacha. I'm just taking away that smack. So memela, you're useless. You're helpless. So memela, avada, kilo, it's understood mitchila that avada have a right to be crazy whenever I want. Because you always need to come on to me to fear ois the malacha.
I can ask you to come into my house, the painter.
I'm going to get to it. Because what I hide you is for the pu'ula, and that pu'ula I'm not being crazy from.
The pu'ula wasn't something.
We'll get it. So Mamela Bezoi, let me just figure out, Mamela Bezoi, Leute, view this case as well. It's very gishmak. Even if it was not a peddler, it's a broker, it's an agent. You could sell my house, you could sign the contract, you could do whatever you want, but I'm not putting my signature to that guy. You could do, no problem, I want you to continue, sell my house. But I'm not, Lamai Segered, going to be masking to the Mechi. I'm not being crazy what you're doing, do your job. But and be Meshachne, the Koiner, bring him here, do whatever you want. But I'm not adding that ingredient of being Das Makna here. So Mamela, you're useless. So if you're useless and it's understood mitchila that avada, that wasn't the deal. It means avada have the right to pull the string whenever I want. Because anyway, I'm the bailam here. Like Akash Baruch Hu, like the Rashi says, he's a Yerech Chetz, and even when the Chetz is going, he can stop it at any time. So that guy was a Yerech Chetz. That guy's asked Chaz Malach. But Ayit Lamaisa could stop it for other reasons. The Gemara says, you know, when you can be Chetz with the Shtar, with the Mekach and Mechira, so you can be Chetz on one. My middle, the whole thing is bottled. You could do your job. I'm just being Chetz on my Chelek that you need from me. You could do it, but that chelik, to my male, I'm in control, to me, I'm allowed to be chayza. No, it's not only that, it's understood that that's the muhus of the malach that you're doing. Right. And he fears ois, like this. The ayin birama kuf pehei sivav. Now, if you look at Cheshem Mishpat Mem Zayin, Lachay is no Tzushtel. Lachay is a Toy Saifi. It means Cheshem Mishpat Lamed Vav. And he means they're saying that that's Pran Nadibid. You see the Nadibid, the Nemdon, the Baisar says he's allowed to be Chayza, Bechati Ayom, no problem. Only Grom is he worried about all the things, but he's not worried about being Chayza, Bechati Ayom, Malacha. So Lachay, that would be Pran in the Nadibid.
Why
is
the
Lach
in the
house? I'm going to get to it. Now, what does it mean by the Ramah? Lachay means by the Ramah, also he has a right from the Ramah, because the Ramah has a case, the man nemzon teicha dvarav, that chelik, that first step was no problem. It was no problem that Ruvain should decide that I don't want to sell to Levi because he's my sinai. So he had the right to stop the mechira, and he doesn't have to pay. He only being fooled him is because at the end he ended up carrying through with the deal, and it was only tarumis. But without that chelik, the Ramah was happy that he had the right to stop the mechira and not pay the tzarsis. So you see that even from the Ramah, you see that you have a right to stop whenever you want, and you don't have a problem of being chayza b'emtza malacha. Lachay, that's what he means. The problem is that what the Olam is being worried is that you look up the Rosh, Rosh says, Pukfaket. The Rosh says, the only reason why you're allowed to stop because of a soigne, because it's understood that it's not even considered a pshir, it's an oinus, everyone doesn't want to sell to a soigne, that's understood. But without that, Avadi would be chayiv. And the Rosh even says, it's like Yerod Lahatzel with you and Menei, and if the Igav is Machmoscha, so Avadi going to be chayiv. So what does he want? Lechayiv calls man, the Igav is Machmoscha, and this is Lechayiv, the Igav Machmoscha. What does he want? Avadi, you should be chayiv. Means why didn't the Rosh say the same thing? The Rosh would say, no, you're not chayiv. Even though the Igav Machmoscha, because you always hold it back. I mean, what was the Igav? I don't want to carry through with the deal.
There he finished the job.
He finished the job too. He did the same thing.
He was backing out. The Shaz was supposed to be backing out of the middle.
I set up my weirs, I did everything. That is the middle. What's a chiluk when? The vart is.
There's no buyer yet.
I don't know if there's no buyers,
the
people were looking.
Right.
The vart is that he could finish now, Firoy's the deal, right? Either one, I could Firoy's the deal, give me another 3 minutes and I'll have money in your hand, right? And I could finish the deal. Probably you could finish the deal by selling the lulavim faster than closing on a deal of a house. But the vart is. I don't know, maybe had a buyer. He doesn't say. He just said you could be chesba, chasiya malacha, that's all. Okay, so I want to suggest the following chilek. I want to give a hagdara, because I buy a paint, I could also lock my house, right? If any time an oymun has to do a job on my premises, so it's also be other for me to stop him. I'll just lock my door, I'll never be able to get it. And that avada, we don't say, right? Avada, that's not what the Beis Shleiman meant. So what did the Beis Shleiman mean? So I just want to be magdir at l'chir a chilek between the Rosh and the Beis Shleiman. In the case of the Rosh, you aren't my shliach to sell the item. You are a sarsa to try to find the koina, right? Your pool is to be to find the koina, meshachnei a koina, to buy it, to be mamzi a koina, we'll say even stronger, to be mamzi a koina. You have nothing to do with me. Your end is only to worry about a buyer. Your end is not to worry about the moicha. I'll take care of myself. I'm okay. I need you to find me a buyer and get me a buyer, get me a koina. Your deal is only mitzad the koina. So in that case, granda, I could figure out ways to torpedo the deal and intercept. But lemaisa gret, you are capable 100%. You're fully empowered and able and capable of finishing the deal. What you need to do, your job is mitzad the koina. Your koina could do everything, could buy, could do everything. I'm just torpedoing the deal mitzid that I'm not going to sell. So mamel, he has nothing to buy. B'chagav na'avado, Dr. Rosh, I'm being ma'akif his malach, and avado, I'm going to be chayiv. What the case of Beis Shleima was, is where I sent the poel to sell. His deal is not just to find a buyer. His deal is actually to sell the item. That means he needs to represent the seller as well. For him to do the pool of selling, I also need to be part of that, because I have to give him that koyach ha'shlichus to sell. You need me to fear ice, you are malacha. So to the extent I could stop you because you need me and I don't want to finish, I don't want to provide, contribute my chelik to the deal, and you can't do it without me. So mamela, you are malacha that you are hired to do. You are not empowered to do it alone. So mamela, vada ki b'chayza, whenever I want. Sarsaris, the normal sarsaris that we're talking about, I don't need your das makna, I don't need your shlichas. You're only mitzad the koina, that's all you are, to be mashachne the koina. So it's mitzad the koina, you're fully empowered to do it, just like your mashal, a painter, a lakta dua. What he needs to do is paint, he's fully empowered to do. If I'll get in his way and put a bar in his way, beseda, but levaisa, what he needs to do, he's capable of doing 100%. He doesn't need me to hold his ladder while he paints. He doesn't need me to help him on his pula. So his pula is, he's fully in charge and control of his pula. So that I can't be chayzen.
I made him just that shlich to sell for me also, right? So he's fully empowered now to sell everything.
In which case? Right.
He's not coming back to me. He's making the kinyas.
But I need that.
Fully empowered him.
Correct. But no, buddy. But he needs my koyach hashlichus, my das. No, the word is he needs my. I gave it, but I'm a lot of. I could. That Beishon says that's not a chazor. I could take out my. That's not what he has to do. What he has to do is sell. How is he capable of selling? Because he has my das mishaleh. I don't have to continually give him that das mishaleh. You're right, you don't have to sell your house. But Lamai Sigret, his job, he is capable of performing his job alone. And he's glad I could torpedo it in a different way. But what he was hired to do, he's capable of doing in Gansen. Even if you're sleeping, but it is a das magna, right? So there's a shlichus there. So I could stop that mina shlichus. I have no problem. He moved out to the miniature, but that chelik shlichus is not his peula. His peula is that I could take that away. So to the extent I could take away what I contributed to the deal, you need me on the deal. I don't want to contribute that. You can't force me to contribute that, Bal Kochi. So lachar it's cholak. So what was his tushel to the Rav Ma and to the Nadiv Yehuda? Lachar is not a good tushel. Lachar it's cholak. And the Rosh is very geshmak. I mean, you can say like the Beis Shlaim in the Beis Shlaim's case, but to say it here needs a beer. The room is going 12:45. Ooh, wow. Rabbanu Shalom. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, fine. So I'm going to just. The only Rabbi says, please don't. I guess try not to ask any questions because I'm not going to finish. I'm not even close to finishing. All right. The Nadiv Yehuda. And a different part, and the Adida is masik on the Ramah, at the Etzim Din of the Ramah, like I said before, the Ramah introduces a second shatchan, and the Adida says, what do you mean, that second shatchan poldois, he's meshachneh the moicha to be mavato on his sinner and to carry through with the deal. So if he's meshachneh the moicha, vada, the second guy is very important ingredient here. He did sarsaris, the first guy didn't do a full sarsaris, why are you paying the first guy the full amount? So at the Adida, you only give him whatever it is, kamask, whatever it is, you only give him a chelik of the sarsaris. What in the world does the Nadiv Yehuda want? Let's say Nadiv was right. He's right, 100%. The second guy did it. It wasn't Beramoyes. Everything was legit. But Vaz Vila, the first guy brought me the buyer. It was Meshachneh to buy. There was a problem that I had with myself and my Midas that I didn't want to sell to my Sinai. Someone came along and told me to do Tshuva and fix my Midas, and I fixed it. So now the Rav who gave me Musav, the Shabbos Shuva Joshua, is the broker? What does he want? A broker is to find a buyer, be meshachneh a buyer, be mamsi a buyer. Vashatis with the seller, I'm the seller, Baruch Hashem, I can take care of myself. What does the Nadiv Yehuda want? I want to know, what would be if the table would be like a painter, right? So the painter comes to me and he tells me he wants to paint my house lavender. I say, no, lavender, I really don't like the color lavender. He wants to paint with satin. I don't like satin. And then, you know, I speak to my neighbors and they say, you're crazy, satin's so nice and lavender's so beautiful. Your mamish will enjoy, you'll be able to learn Ruach Dig in the house if you get lavender. So I go back to him, you're right, okay, fine, go ahead with lavender. So my neighbor is the painter, or the painter's the painter? Who's the painter? He painted, he did the job. The guy who convinced me to go through with the deal is not the painter. The broker is to bring a buyer and be mamti a buyer. So he was mamti the buyer. The fact that the second guy... So the second guy, what the second guy? The second guy worked on my midas, so why? Elamai, you see from the Nadiv Yehuda a chiddush, is that the Nadiv Yehuda holds that a broker's job is not only to find a buyer, not only to be mashachnei a buyer, not only to make sure the buyer closes mimamti the koina, but also to make sure that I go through with the deal. to convince me. He has a dual job. He's a seller is broken and a buyer is broken at once. I know it might be illegal in New Jersey, but he's a have to disclose it. He's a dual job. He has to make sure that I also want to carry through with the deal. He's going to go through with the deal as well. That, yeah, me too. Emkinim advarim, if that's what's mavu in the Nadi Yehuda, so emkinim advarim, then it's very geschmacked in the Beis Shleima, going back to the Beis Shleima. Beis Shleima says as far as calls man, you need me in the deal, and I don't want to play ball, I don't want to contribute, and I could always stop you in your tracks, and I'm allowed to be chesed v'katzayim as well. To the extent that Nadi Yehuda learned Sasris differently than I understood it, he learned that Sasris includes convincing the higher, convincing the Meshaleach, the Baal HaBayis, to be convinced as well as well. So then it's very good. So the Baal HaBayis was saying, yeah, great shidduch, but I don't really, I like the nose. Or great shidduch, but I don't like the foot. I don't like the, I could, every person you give me, I could say I don't like it. So to the extent that I have the ability not to be maskim, I'm not meshuchna. To the extent you need me to play ball, so you need me in your pool. So back to Beis Shleima, right, you need me. I'm not going to be crazy. Tak, you're doing a great job. Continue doing. Find more buyers. Find everything. Just, I'm telling you now, just that I'm not really going to be masking to anything you'll ever bring me. But continue. I'm not being crazy on your malacha. Continue and do whatever you want. So to the extent I'm in control here to prevent you from carrying through with the deal, so I have a right to be crazy with Chatzai Hayam as well. So Nadi Yehuda is very geschmack. In other words, in the Rosh, L'chari, you don't have to learn like that. Where's the Nadi Yehuda coming from? L'chari coming from the Rosh himself. Because the Rosh came with a Svara, and the Rosh said that the reason why, Zok the Rosh, the reason why you have to pay Sarsis Arishan is because there was Ramoyis. The case was, you found me a buyer, I told you he's my Sine, and then I turned around and sold him myself. So the Rosh, I have to pay him because Ramoyis. If I saw it in the Rosh, had it not been Ramoyis, if I really held at the time he was my Sine and I couldn't deal with the guy, and then later on I worked on my Midas, it sounds like from the Rosh, that I wouldn't have to pay him. So it's Manduik like the Nadi Yehuda as well. That you see, L'chayra, that you need me to be part of the deal. I'm also the equation to the deal. To be Meshuchna, I'm a Meila, Kozman, it's legit. So Mamela, you didn't do your job. I have a right to back out. And we're not going to have time. I'm sure the Olam saw, but the Truvus Ramesha has a whole different pshat in the Rosh. But Oifin, that's not what the Rosh means. But Oifin, that at the end of the day, yes, the Ramesha holds that it blives like a regular po, chetz b'chatzi ayoyim. And even if it was legit b'shas maisa, that it was takad sinna, and it was 100% legit, L'maisa geret, Seifer Shadova ended up selling to this buyer, and that came from the first Saras. Avad will have to pay the first Saras of the money. This is a cremation. I wanted to suggest a different pshat in the remote. Also, I don't think we're going to have time for that. Would answer the Nadi Yehuda's kasha as well. Why in the world did the remote have to come on to having a second broker for? The Rosh doesn't say it. And I think that the reason is because had the attack not been for the second broker, Avada Enachanam, even if there was no Ramois, Avada, I'd be chayv to pay the Tzar Sarishan. But Maloi, even without the Vod Ramois, that's not the Vod. And I think it's Poshiv, just throw out a throw to the Ilam, it's Poshiv, Mishvacholim already touches on it, is that the job of a broker is to bring the two sides together to the point that the deal could be finished. Sometimes we need him, Mamish, to carry me all the way to the end, and sometimes not. You have a shatkan. Maybe after the third day, the fourth day, whatever it is, I don't even know what they do today, but whatever it is, at that point, they tell the shatkan, it's nice, we could do it ourselves, and they finish up by themselves. So shatkan's not a shatkan, because the parties finish it by themselves. The shatkan brought the two parties to have enough meeting of the minds that they could finish up by themselves. So if you brought me the deal, and I just had sinner, and I worked on my sinner, and then I theorized the deal, so you brought me the deal to the point that we were able to finish the deal ourselves. So even though Bishas Maisa, it wasn't Ramboys, it was real sinner, nevertheless, Avad, I'd be chayv to pay this person even if there's no Ramboys. That's why the Ramboys had the Bedavka Chapon, the second person. We're not going to have time to explain, but there's a cheshbon here. But at the end of the day, just to understand what a poil is, like the Rosh, a poil, a shatkin, a sarasir is, get me a buyer, be my shachneya buyer, and make sure that he buys. That's the Rosh. Nothing to do with the seller. And like the Nadi Yehuda, he's moisif, all that, plus, and make sure I'm also masking to sell to that buyer. That's also part of your job, to get me to sell as well. Maybe like the Rosh, a poil is Eino Yochalach, and if he does, he's chayiv, his whole sarsir is. And like the Nadi Yehuda, no, he has a right to be back out, because you need me part of the deal. And Mamela, you have the Beis Shleima Svara. So Mamela, you'll be able to be chayzer b'chatzi ayayim. What's the nafka mina, Rabbi Yisai? Here's where I'm want to bring this out. It's not just semantics on chayzer b'chatzi ayayim, but as a practical nafka minas as well. There's a truvis panim iris and chelik beis hamachimol. Case was like this: the chassan is in Eretz Yisrael, and the kal is from New York. And I'm a shatkin. All variations where the shatkin lives. Let's say the shatkin lives on the moon, so he doesn't live anywhere. Whatever it is, and he makes the shidduch. In Eretz Yisrael, they give for shatkin is a nice cake, and in America, in New York, they give shatkin is $1,000, $2,000. A wealthy shidduch gives more. Whatever it is, let's just say $1,000. He gives $1,000 for shidduch. Each side gives $1,000. That's the shkar shatkin is. So the shaila is what each side has to pay this shatkin. Zok to ponamiris. That Ayoiz, the malach you did for the chassan was in New York. You convinced the kala to marry him. The kala's from New York, so you convince the kala in New York to marry this chassan Israel. So the chassan is going to have to pay you the New York price of shatchanis, $1,000. Mashayin came, the kala, where do you do the malach for the kala? In Eretz Yisrael. You convince the chassan who's living in Eretz Yisrael to do the malacha. So the kala would have to give you a nice cake too, because he's a shachanis, you brought me a chassan, you have to pay the schar shatchanis like in Eretz Yisrael. Because the pool of the chassan was in America, and the pool of the kala was in Eretz Yisrael. As I talked about, and he falls away for a zayt cheshbonis. Now for now, Rav Moshe Gad has a tshuva as well, and goes with the same type of svara, this chilek lo, halakha maisen, chilek bezen and zayin, that the chassan will pay the makam hakala, and the kala will pay the rate of the makam hakassan. L'chayit mavu, like the Chuvis Harash, that my din of a shatkin is to give the pearl to mashechne, the other side. That's the whole pula. If you learn like the Noda Yehuda, that the pula is the meaning of the minds, lashes daitam, b'mashechne, the chassan, to marry the kala, mashechne, the kala, to marry the chassan. So I did my pula for both of them in both places. For the chassan, I convinced the chassan and the kala. And for the kala, I convinced the kala and the chassan. So I was doing both. So I should both should have to give me a half a cake and half $1,000. I don't know. We'll do both. Figure out a cheshbon. But the formula that the panim iris and the ramosha gives is not correct. Elamai, you see that they also learn that the whole job of the saris is the other side. Lamai cigarette. What would be in such a case? I'm going to fear ice with this, running out of time. This is what would be if I was involved in such a shidduch, and my shidduch alone worked like this, is that there's a shatchan mitzad achosin, and there's a shatchan mitzad akala. My shatchan wasn't so well with the tzad akala, knew someone who was, so called up the uncle of the kala, and that uncle dealt with the kala, and my rabbi dealt with me. That was the case. So, l'chayra, what should be the shatchan? So if you learn like the Rosh, Panamiris, Rav Moshe, all that, the halacha should be that I should pay the kala's uncle, because that's who I needed to convince the kala to put up with my Nairish Gaitin. The kala should have to pay my Rebbe, right, for convincing me to marry the kala. That's how it should have been, right? That's the lechari hajabi. Like the Nadibiyuda, maybe I'll pay the bulk there and a little bit this way. Maybe I'll pay half and half. I don't know where the cutting line in the Yehuda is, and need both chalakim. I don't know which one's more ik. But l'chayr, it should be something like that. But ma'isim b'choyim, Rabbi, say that in the 21st century, it's not like that. Even in the 20th century, it's not like that. The way it works is that the chosin pays the shatkin mitzad chosin, and the kala pays the shatkin mitzad kala. V'na'abachu, not like anybody. And when you're down maskils and goyimus, which is ma'isim b'choyim, all these shaylis, everything in the poiskim is mamish gedreit. It's whatever it says there, you have to do mamish inverted, because you're paying the person who convinced you, nothing to do with the other side, and she's paying the person who convinced her, nothing to do with you. It's v'ana abachu, and it kum dois l'chayra that l'chayra raya the bezmanenu the din shatkanim ben sarsa is not like the Rosh and not like the Nadibi. It's the other extreme. You're hiring somebody to convince you. To convince you to sell. And that's why in New Jersey, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a seller's agent and a buyer's agent. So I don't know how it works in terms of percentage, because sometimes it all comes out of the commission of the seller. But the seller's agent, yeah, okay, let's put a hold in New Jersey for the time being. But the Maisa Gret, if it's true that the buyer, if it's true, but at least by a shidduch, that the chosin pays mitzada chosin to be convinced to marry, and the kala pays mitzada kala to be convinced to marry, then Zachinu Ladin, that the Nadibud is 100% right. that the Beis Shleim is 100% right. That it's not just Grad I could intercept. You need me fully. I'm at least a major part of your job description. It's me. And I'm not playing ball. Gesundheit keep on sending me names, but I'm not playing ball. I am not going to say yes to any of your names. But Gesundheit, try to convince me. I'll meet you in any way you want. We'll talk about the Shidduch. But I'm not masking. It's not gonna, so I'm not being crazy. You could keep on going. But it's an exercise of futility. So Mamela Zok to Beis Shleim, it's going to come out. It's 100% right that it could be chosen whenever I want. And I won't have to pay. No, it means zechino ledin that the neder is right in halacha, even though maybe not lav mitamei in ganzen. But zechino ledin that he's right that it could be chayzer v'chatzi ayoyim, and it's not a problem, and I won't have to pay him. It's not a problem. Maybe after room, it's like the neder that says, "All right, boy, so we ran out of time."